is policy analyst Nandi Randolph with the Delaware Family Policy Council Legislative Update, where we dive into the latest developments on life, marriage, family, and religious freedom happening at Legislative Hall in Dover. We're here each week to provide you with crucial updates and analysis so you're equipped to make an impact on your sphere of influence as a parent, advocate, or simply concerned Delawarean. Stay tuned as we break down the issues that shape our future from a biblical worldview. Today, we explore a day of historical significance. Monday, January 20th. This date carries weight for two distinct reasons, and through examining them, we'll unpack the broader themes of leadership, democracy, and faith. First, January 20th, 2025, will be recognized as Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This day, observed on the third Monday in January, commemorates the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the iconic leader of the Civil Rights Movement. MLK Day became a federal holiday in 1983 when President Ronald Reagan signed it into law. However, it took over a decade for all 50 states to fully recognize it. It's a day for reflection, service, and remembering the fight for equality and justice. This year, the significance deepens as MLK Day falls on January 20th, a date that intersects with another major event in American history. January 20th is also the designated date for the presidential inauguration, a tradition established with the 20th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution in 1933. The first president to be inaugurated on this date was Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1937. Since then, it has marked the peaceful transition of power in our constitutional republic. This overlap, MLK Day and Inauguration Day, has sparked conversations on social media. Some have speculated it's a deliberate juxtaposition, a stark reminder of the duality of democracy. But let's set the record straight. This overlap is purely coincidental. The presidential inauguration date was established decades before Dr. King's rise as a civil rights leader or the creation of his commemorative holiday. Dr. King himself was only 8 years old when the first January 20th inauguration took place. The so-called duality of democracy brings us to the broader discussion of democracy versus republic. While the United States is frequently referred to as a democracy, it is more accurately described as a constitutional republic. This means that while democratic processes, like voting, play a key role in governance, the nation's foundation rests on a set of guiding principles enshrined in the Constitution. This distinction is significant, as it highlights that our nation is ultimately defined by the rule of law rather than majority rule. The idea of duality, strength and fragility, is often cited in political discourse. Vice President Kamala Harris has noted how democracy's strength lies in its proper use, while its fragility emerges when misused. If we view the overlap of MLK Day and Inauguration Day through this lens, that's exactly what we will see, a juxtaposition of ideals. But let's move on. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., often celebrated as a visionary, was a multifaceted figure. Some have claimed that he was registered as a Republican, while others have linked his views to democratic socialism. However, Dr. King's focus was never on adhering to party lines, and he did not address every political issue to define his overall stance. While some attempt to categorize his politics into a single framework, others seek to discredit him entirely due to evidence of adultery and other alleged moral failings. These debates serve as a reminder that no leader, no matter how admired, is without flaws. Even the Apostle Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament, acknowledged this when he said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." This perspective calls us to evaluate leaders against the ultimate standard, God's word. We are to follow their guidance only as it aligns with Christ's teachings. This truth should ground us as we navigate changing leadership, whether in the White House, state legislatures, or even the historical figures we celebrate. As we reflect on these intertwined dates, let's stay grounded in the Word of God, which offers clarity and direction in times of uncertainty. Leadership changes, legislative sessions begin, and societal debates rage on, but our ultimate commitment is to Christ. Speaking of legislative sessions, this week marks the start of more committee meetings. While the first week was relatively quiet, we anticipate a surge in legislative activity soon. As bills begin to circulate, let's stay informed, engaged, and prayerful. Thanks for tuning in. For more updates on life and family issues, be sure to sign up at DelawareFamilies.org/legislative updates. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Stay informed, stay engaged, and we'll see you next time.